Hello and welcome again to Beer the Coherent podcast. We are again in Brooklyn and again on the rooftop overlooking the Manhattan skyline, the East River raging past us. And at the moment we have another brown ale, a nut brown ale from Peak Organic. Let's see how this one fares.
It's got a very nice aroma. I like this.
Oh, it's got quite a lot of fizz.
Yes, it does.
It's very fizzy.
It's got a much stronger aroma, but not nearly as strong of a taste as the previous nut brown ales we've had.
Yep, I agree. And you do get kind of a nuttiness, kind of a hazel nuttiness in that. But
yeah.
The fizz is almost there.
Yeah, and it's got a bit of a sourness to it, which is a little unusual, I think.
Maybe that too. I'm getting vanilla notes. I'm getting notes of something almost metallic in that. Do you say so?
Yeah, maybe that's the sourness
I'm
tasting.
It's off-putting, but it's all
right. I mean, nothing strange about it.
Oh, right. And here comes a seaplane.
Flying right overhead.
So the noise you're about to hear is a seaplane flying overhead, and I think it's about to go...
Land
in the East River. Or maybe it just took off in the East River. I'm not sure. Anyway.
Strange.
So tell me about this one, Bob.
They're from Portland, Maine.
Portland, Maine.
Yeah. And we've had several very good ones. They have a very nice IPA, which
we
I think you have
IPA
up on your on your blog.
That was from a growler, wasn't it?
That was from a growler that was purchased nearby. They're generally pretty decent beers when I've had them. I've never had the nut brown ale before. The others we've had had slightly stronger alcohol taste. This doesn't have much alcohol taste at all
Not really.
I'm trying to...
I get fizz, and then I get the hazelnut, and I get a bit of vanilla, something metallic, and then what is the alcohol?
I'm trying to find that. You know, it's sometimes very difficult on American beers...
They sort of hide them.
...to find that, yeah. It doesn't say, but it is certified organic by the...
Don't they have to put the alcohol level in there?
No, I don't believe so.
Really?
Which is an interesting point, maybe something we need to research further. Or if maybe a listener has some...
Maybe a listener will tell us why some beers don't put the alcohol... Oh, is it possibly because we picked this out of a six-pack and... It says on the six-pack thing, on the actual, you know, the
carrying case?
The carrying case, what it is.
That's possible, I suppose, but I wonder. I have no idea, actually, why it doesn't say that.
I think I'd also like to do a blog entry on why... The refund is only five cents in Maine, Massachusetts, Vermont, Connecticut, New York, Delaware, Iowa, and Oregon, but 10 cents in Michigan. And in California, it just says redemption value. What does that mean? Like the beer has like a redemptive sort of
exactly.
spirit to it, that if you drink
That's
it,
right.
you will
the more
be
you
redeemed.
Drink, the more redeemed,
the more redeemed you are. And is there a trade in sort of bottles across state lines to sort of make an enormous amount of money?
It's a very good question.
Is Michigan, is that MI? Is that Missouri?
No, Michigan is MI. Missouri is MO.
MO. Well, there you go. See, so
you're asking,
Michigan.
You're asking
I'm asking the right guy.
A former Missourian myself.
Yeah, I've never been to Michigan. I was at St. Louis Airport once.
Poor you.
All right, well, that's I think, enough. We've kind of gone off topic enough now. So, from a Manhattan skyline location, we are the Beerly Coherent podcast with
Bob
and Andrew, and thank you again for listening. We're getting very good at this 5-minute thing, I'm telling you, because it's like that was 4:27. That's quite shocking.